Outdoorsman, you're going to love this. The outdoors bill has headed to Trump's desk. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. Legislation authored by Republican Congressman Mike Simpson passed the House of Representatives by a large bipartisan vote of 310 to 107. The bill permanently funds the existing Land and Water Conservation Fund, which increases access to public lands. The bill also maintains public lands by creating a new fund to address the backlog of deferred maintenance in national parks, national forests, Bureau of Land Management assets, wildlife refuges, and Bureau of Indian Education school construction. I talked with the congressman's spokesperson, Nikki Wallace.
David, as so many of your Sportsman Spotlight listeners already know, Idaho's national forests have some of the largest deferred maintenance needs, such as roads and trails, while Yellowstone National Park has over $585 million in deferred maintenance costs. The bill does not spend taxpayer funds, but instead utilizes existing funding from energy production on federal lands and waters. The legislation is based off a framework of bipartisan legislation that Congressman Mike Simpson originally authored in 2017 called the Land Act. The bill is supported by both Idaho and national conservation groups, in addition to President Trump.
In these troubled times, greater access to public lands is an ace in the hole. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.